Okay, so first, just a ha'ara for continuing from last week, by cases where you are a renter from a non-Jew, not for the purpose of Eiruv, you're simply renting from the non-Jew. So again, what we're talking about at this point is that when you make an Eiruv, if there are non-Jews within the vicinity of the Eiruv, you need to rent the their property from them in order to be allowed to make the Eiruv. I mean, the poskim deal with the question, okay, well, what if you, in fact, are a renter? The non-Jew around is, in fact, your landlord. So, so just, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, and Shin Pei Beis, says, Hadarim ha'akum b'chatzar ino osar alav, ashu shnei yisraelim darim b'shnei batim v'osrim salzeh, azakim osar alayim v'ino moshe v'atal akum b'shusel l'charach she'eskiru mimenu, right? You have to rent from the non-Jew as soon as you have two Jews and a non-Jew in the property. You need to rent from the non-Jew. Yisrael she'eskiru ishel beso lakum eino osar alav, lo hisker o hishel lo beso kadesh yasar alav. And a Jew who rents out his property to a non-Jew, the non-Jew does not forbid the property, because he would never have given up his property knowing that he would it would become Asur Dim. Avalim Abay Shalino Yehudi, but if the house belongs to a non-Jew, Visachar Yisrael Mimenu, and a Jew rented it from him, V'akum Dar B'bayis Imo, and a non-Jew lives with you, Ein Schiros Abayis Moel Inyan Schiros Ha'eru. So the fact that you have rented the house in general from a non-Jew doesn't help. Because now you have another non-Jew living there, it's not sufficient. Yisrael sheishal iskar b'ayis chaveiro, aval b'sheish v'tfis v'bayis lomahani v'shechem liskar me'akum. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah here just notes on b'ayis is perish, the name of the schiris hitzrich, the inyan heter teltel, nichal b'schiris ha'bayis, he just clarifies. So the issue is that your renting doesn't automatically include the heter, the renting for the purpose of allowing an eruv. The umdin the muchug shelo sachar men habayis adaijeshi aser letaltel b'shabbes v'litzarach su liskar harshus me'akum k'mashmalon blomran amrinan hachi. He said, why is this a chiddush? Because once you've said that, just like when you rent out property, you don't have to re-rent from the guy because you maintained ownership for the purpose of Eruv. So you might have thought the opposite is the same as well. When I'm renting from a guy, I always assume that I'm taking the ability to make an Eruv with me. Kamashman, it's not true. That you actually need to clarify, you need to actually rent separately. We've talked about from the post-game that perhaps the reason is because we want to make it annoying for you at some level to be in the property. The Shulchan Aruch Rav here says, "Avalam bayis shel nachri v'sachar Yisrael mimenu v'anachri dar imo b'cheder b'fnei asmo b'inyan she'osar alav k'mosh yisbar in schiros abayis ma'elis linyan schiros lahatir tiltol tzarach lachshar liskar menu ki lahatir tiltol." And he clarifies this last point. Says, "Why is it that the rental doesn't count? As I just said, shimlokin lo yiksha be'inav diraso imo v'leitz misham, because it won't act as a disincentive. And the whole point of requiring schiros rishos is a disincentive." The Chazon Ish says in four, "V'nir di yisrael she'sachar bayis ma'akum b'chatzar akum osar alav luchashav schiros rishon ki schiros achatzar dischi." He says it slightly differently. It's not just that it's the we need a disincentive, so we need you to rent a second time. It's that the type of rental is different. It's not a real rental. It's rental for the purpose of usage. It's a very, it's a different type of rental, as we've discussed. Okay, so, as we said, most of what we're going to deal with today is figuring out, again, to what extent is this a real rental, and to what extent is it not a real rental. So the Gemara in 5 really seems to ask this question pretty straightforwardly. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbanan, ein eruv moel b'makom nachri, v'mentel rishus bo b'makom nachri achi yaskir." A guy can't nullify his rishus, he can't be part of an eruv, he has to rent. V'nachri l'mugar, and he's not going to rent. And that's why, and that's exactly what we want to happen, that we don't want it to work. So my time, why won't he rent it to you? Because maybe he's worried that you're going to steal his property, right? You're going to take over his property. That's very nice, but that's only hanichal mandi amar skiris bria bina. That works if you think the rental is a real rental. Elamandi amar skiris ru'a bina. But if you need just a weak rental, so then, Ma'ikal Amemar, he's not going to think that you're trying to take over his property. Did Maruchista Omar, because we have the following machlokas, Ruchista says, here's Bria. You need a real healthy schiros. You need a weak schiros. You need a weak rental. My ru'ua, my bria. Now, what are these things? So, ilema, if you think bria bepruta, that a real rental would require shavet pruta, and ru'ua pachat mishavet pruta, that's not true, because mi'ikal man diyamar minachre pachat mishavet pruta lo, is that there's nobody who thinks that you can't rent for less than a shavet pruta. V'hashalach rav Yitzchak b'rav Yaakov bar Gira mishmei d'rav Yochanan, hey yodin, have a yodin, shesochar minachre afilu pachat mishavet pruta. This was a programmatic statement by Rabbi Yitzchak sent that whenever you rent from a non-Jew, it can be pachos mishavar pruta. So it can't be that you need that anybody holds you need more than a shavar pruta. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Yochanan ben Noach neregal shpachos mishavar pruta. And furthermore, a guy if he steals less than a shavar pruta is killed because that is called kesef. That's called money for a guy. V'lonitan leishavon, he can't just return it. Ela bria. So it must be that a healthy rental, which we don't require, is muharki v'aburgani, which we'll see what that means in a second. Ru'ua below mahorki valburgani. Ru'ua is without that. So hanich lamandi amaskiris briyavina and lamandi amaskiris ruavina and maik lamemar. So okay, fine. So we've rejected the possibility that the reason that, at least for the person who thinks you need a weak rental, that the guy won't give it to you because he thinks he's going to take over your property. So then why won't he rent to you? Maik lamemar afilachi chashish nacher l'kshafim lamugar. He's worried that you're casting a spell on him, and therefore he won't want to rent it. Okay, but the Gemara concludes pretty strongly that we paskin schiras ru'a binan, you don't need a real schiras. So what does that mean? So in order to understand what that means, we have to figure out what was it the Gemara said you would have needed if it was bria. What are these muharki vaburgani? So Rashi says, l'mal tzachasu b'sav salmi kaderesim yirtze. A real rental would mean that you rent the right to fill up the property with benches, with chairs, with tables, meaning to really use the property. Kamashman, we don't need that. The Ritva 7 quotes Rashi, right? Peter's Rashi is Naima Lamalas Kilim Vichafatzim, Berman Hananel Peter's Vichin Bala Aruchzal, Shisachraman of Ishtar Vachasim as Adon. Real rental means you sign a document. You write a shtar. Muharki hainu shtar, kidanrin hasa, muharki dani atpaseta malka, manach klomer shtar avodasa, ma burgani chasim as Adon, right? So it's documentation and signature. The rush as well. Perish rashim yirtzel malas kol chazar safsos v'aruch perish muharki k'siv v'chasima k'mo muharki dahani v'tafsa demalkarit. Same thing. Rabbeinu Chananel zel, he has a different misar of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is in fact what we have in our Rabbeinu Chananel at the end, which is perish muharki v'aburgan k'mo binyan, that you rented the rights to actually build in it. Halach k'iv v'amekel be'erov. Then he concludes the halacha is like the mekel shita v'schiras stam sagi. So all you need is schiras without documentation, without signing, without the rights to build in it, without the right to put property in it. And basically, the way we paskin is, yes, all possibilities of what a real schiros would have meant, either the rights to build in it, the right to fill it up with things, the right to have the schiros with documentation, all those things are real rentals. We don't need any of them. All those pratim we accept in terms of what we don't need. Feel good. Beis Yosef, he says, Shkir b'stam, shemazgul and moel, v'ein zarech lafarshkid la'eter hatil, v'ein zarech tziv v'chasima v'chulei, right? You don't need to make it explicit, you know, exactly what you're doing. You don't need to write. V'ein rabbeinu nirav be'einav, k'per sh'aruch, k'azvu v'adin l'milei, de'inach perush lo triche, right? He says, regardless of which pshat you think, he says, all of them are true, right? It's not a real rental, so you don't need any of them. The Meiri as well. Right, so what is real rental? That you could use it for anything. But this is just as chiras l'davar mua. Now, why is this the case? So in 11, the Chosen Russian makes it clear. He says, it works because lo dami lemeka chumemkar do lo heve ela kimatana baalma she'enu kona shum davar losoch de later tiltul. It's not a real rental. It's a gift. It's a right to carry. That's all it is. Zeu. The Chazon Ish, however, doesn't fully think this. The Chazon Ish really does think that it is a... I'm sorry, the Chazon Ish goes in this direction as well. It says, V'inna naskiris, inna naskiris, mamish, tafilu, b'shabato, b'shifto, b'viko, shalachim, shalhefkar, akum, oser, mahani, schiros, afo, b'kishin, gen, b'ilam, v'lomaskir, says, how do I know it's not a real rental? Because you could rent from Hefker, you could rent, Ragoy is there, you're all dwelling in Hefker, so no one really owns anything, and we say you have to do schiros rishus. But it's obviously not schiros rishus, he doesn't really own it, right? El hachi takinu rabbanan, that's the takana, v'hangu nami, demut luscha b'shabas, and that's why you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'lovi kemekachu memkar, because it's not real business, so, right? And that's what we paskin. It's not a real full schiros. We talk about what it might be. There it's a heker, just a reminder. of the halachos. It's a quasi schiros that looks like a schiros, not fully.
What it fundamentally is just an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, meaning
that's what we only want, and we're giving it the parameters that we normally associate with schiros.
Some of it, right?
Even though in the Chazanish's case, I'm going to come to him and say, "I want to read your access."
And he's going
to
look at you.
He's going to look at you and say, "I don't have any access."
Right, and you're just going to say, and you're going to say, "Okay, fine," but that's basically the right.
So the only reason for this is because it's a derabbanan. Had it been derisive,
well, I mean, Erevin to begin with, derabbanan. No, it's more than that. It's not just that it's derabbanan. It's that even the way Chazal conceived of it, a goy isn't really oser, right? A goy isn't really a dar. It's that we built into right. It's a second order derabbanan, right?
It's a completely separate issue that is being tied into Erechadros as a means of social engineering.
As we discussed last week with Gon Yaakov, right? That it was right instead of explicitly saying we don't want you to live with Goyim, we set up a prot in Hilchos Erevin to make your life miserable, mm-hmm. Right?
You see this in politics when they put a bill through.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
And then they tack on something as an amendment that has nothing to do. It's like a shipping bill. And then they
right.
tack on something to do with taxes on the internet. And it all got passed because really.
Well, this is actually more like the cynical politics, right? It would be like, you know, it's like.
Poison pill.
Yeah, it's like where people claim that a law isn't doing what it says it's doing. Well, that's exactly what's happening here, right? This has nothing to do with Erevin. This has to do with social engineering, right? It's not, right? It's the cynical politics, right? This is, that's not a speeding law. It's discrimination against, people under 25. I don't know.
It's not voter registration. It's we don't want minorities and whatever to be able to vote.
Right, and that's it. Well, right, and this is exactly, right, but this is what we would say cynically in politics, that's exactly what this is, right? It's not about Erevin at all. It's that we don't want you living, right? It's exactly what it is.
But
okay.
I'm contrasting this in my mind with selling your chametz to a goy. I mean, there it's got to be.
Correct. There it has to be a real one, exactly.
Yeah. But you don't have a chasnas
plan. Now, one of the. Yeah, now one of the.
There we have.
Right. Now, one of the things which I didn't put on the. One of the things I didn't put on the sheet, but it's interesting, just to throw it out there, is that some of the posts can really do get on that question, which is okay, well, what if I'm renting, right? What can I use the rental of a, right? Well, what is the effect of schiros for chametz on Erevin and vice versa, right? They try to figure it out because, right, once you're in these weird arrangements, but yeah. Yeah.
Is there such a thing as acquisitive prescription in Jewish law?
Of what?
If you occupy a piece of ground, it's not yours, you occupy it either intentionally or unintentionally.
Or like squat, like just well, squatters'
in
rights.
In law, after 30 years, in most countries,
so there is
squire title.
Yes, there is squatters' rights, but that's
so then doesn't this give you a right to the land and want the land?
No, because it's not a real.
That was the original concern of the Gemara when it thought it was Bria.
Right, right.
The original reason why the non-Jew wouldn't do this was
because he's concerned that you're going to use it. Right, you're going
to
look at
a fence around it.
Correct. Right. Meaning, yeah, that's what Chazal were worried about, right? If it was a real rental, then maybe you would gain squatter's rights. But squatter's rights takes a long time.
Acquisitive prescription is that it doesn't require a real rental.
Right, so in halacha it takes...
Legal occupation, without paying money, with open lease so that people see it.
Right, but it requires use, which when we say it's a weak rental, what we mean is not just the legal term, or as you've been outlining, is it also means you're not actually using it.
Right.
You don't put anything there. You don't.
But in halacha, in order.
Notorious use,
right. But in halacha, for squatters' rights to mean anything, right, it needs to be at least 3 years, and the secular law, as far as we can tell from the Gemara, was at least 40 years. Right, meaning the equivalent in halacha, you gain squatter's right after real usage for 3 years, and the Persian law, as the Gemara records, it was for 40 years. So, like the using it for Shabbos wouldn't right. That's what the Gemara says the goy might be afraid of, but halacha it wouldn't be sufficient to bring about a kinyan. Right, you would need more time than that. Okay, so one of the things that's affected by this, which is right straightforwardly,
if you have more time, then you can acquire it.
Yeah, for 3 years.
Yeah,
right, but it would have to be constant, and that's much more complicated. But in the end, the Gemara is saying it's just a weak rental. Where you don't even have to be able to use it. Okay, so one of the issues that is affected by this is the question of renting on Shabbos itself, which the Gemara already brings up explicitly. The Gemara says, "Ochinim bar Rav Yosef, Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Yosef ikul lahu pundak," right, so all these Rabbanim came to this inn, to Asunachri Marid the Pundak b'Shabbata, and then the owner, who was a non-Jew, came on Shabbos. So now, they hadn't rented from before Shabbos, so they said, Amru ma'u le'megar mi'ei, can we rent from him on Shabbos, or are we stuck not carrying? And what was the question? Socher kem arev dami, is socher built into the halacha of Erevin, such that it has the same halacha as Erev Chatzeros, the mam arev b'od yom haf socher b'od yom, that you need to do it before Shabbos. O dilma, socher vatel rishos dami, or is it just like being mevatel and nullifying your rishos, mam mevatel rishos afilu b'Shabbos, haf socher afilu b'Shabbos, and you can do it on Shabbos. And Rechanina bar Yosef amar, niskar, Rasi amar, lo niskar. It was a machlokes, and Amr Lor Pchia Baraba, Nismachal de Rezakan v'niskar, we can rely on the position that you're allowed to. So again, in the Gemara you see this machlokes, that I don't know if they're arguing full rental, not full rental, but clearly Reb Chanina is saying it's more like a full rental, slash it's like an Eruv, right? And Reb Asi is saying it's neither, it's not a rental and it's not an Eruv. It's just a, right, it's a form of him leaving. It's a form of, right, a heker, as the Rambam put it. It's, right, so again, Reb Chanina Mar Yosef is either saying it's like Eruv or it's saying it's like real Schiros, more like Eruv in this case. But we don't even paskin like that. It's just like bittel, right? He's giving you permission to carry, and that's all there is to it. And therefore, it is mutter. And the Rambam, the way he formulates it, again, as we've seen it, she'ena skiras vados el heker bilvad. Yeah.
You said Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef is holding it's a real skira.
It either real skiras or it's like an eruv.
So how would you be able to do it on Shabbos if it's a real skira?
He says you can't.
He says you
can. Chanina bar Yosef says, the other way around. Rav Asi says Loniskar. Switch the names. Right, Rav Asi says Loniskar. So again, but we pass like Rav Asi that, so we pass like Rav Chanina bar Yosef that you're allowed to rent because the Rambam says it's just a heker, which may be what it means when it says it's bittel, right? It's not a real rental, it's just you're getting permission. Tosis Rush, She'ena kone shum davar l'socher g'day l'hatzer tiltul, because you're not really renting anything, you're doing renting for the purpose of permitting carrying. The Taz, She'en ze'ela, right, 16, She'en ze'ela kim matana l'hatir tiltul b'shabbos. Again, it's just a matana to be allowed to carry on Shabbos. The Magen Avram, however, he does paskin this way, but he says, luli de mistafina, commenting on something we've already seen, can you rent from a Jew? So he says that the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlokas, are you allowed to rent from a Jew? Or do you always need to have the Jew be involved in the Eruv? Or Bittel. So he brings a distinction. He says, Ludlin and Mistafini is Yomer the Haramba Modid Bechol Shari. So he says that all of this is true for Shabbos. But if you actually do the Schiras before Shabbos, and you have the option of a real rental, so then you might be able to use one, and therefore you could even rent from a Jew. The Lama Yigrami Bittel, Ella de Shabbos, Asr Liskar, Devi Mekach, Umemkar. The Mishlama Gabe Akko, Mendira, So Dira, Elish Asr Mishum, Xera, Lomikran, and Kinyan. Avi Israel, Asr Liskar, Vayan Begamara, the Mikne Rishu, the Beshabata, Asr. So Magen Avram says like this. He says, look, there's more than one type of Schiros. This is only true for the non Jew, because as we said, the non Jew, his living there doesn't count for the purpose of Eruv. And since his living didn't really count, so Chazal never said you need a real Schiros, because he's not really living there, you don't really need a rent. A Jew who is living there, if you think that instead of making an Eruv, you can rent his property away from him, his living there does count. So for him, it has to be a real Schiros, and therefore it has to be done during the week. So the Magen Avraham clarifies that when we say Schiros Rishos isn't a real Schiros Rishos, that's specifically for the guy. But even if you could use a similar mechanism for a Jew, it wouldn't be like this, because it's not exactly the same mechanism, and then you could not do it on Shabbos. Because again, the only reason you can do it on Shabbos is because it's not a real rental. If it were a real rental, as it might be by a Jew, you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. Tosfos in 18, again, same lines. Love Ella Kimatana Ba'alma, that's why you can do it on Shabbos. The Prima Gadim.
Is that okay? A Matana on Shabbos?
This goes back to what I said.
but it is Matana. Yeah. But it's a point, it is Matana. Tosis clearly thinks yes, that it's fine.
You can give a Matana to a mitzvah on Shabbos.
Yeah, or something like that. I assume that's what's going on. But that's a sugya in of itself. Okay. The Prima Gadim. In 19, note that the fact that we hold this is not a real schiros shows that, right, he quotes here the position of the Chok Yaakov and the Eliyahu Rabbah, then Mshach Limkor, Yochel Limkor, B'Shabbos Ayyidim B'Shicha, that under certain circumstances, the Chok Yaakov and the Eliyahu Rabbah, without getting into all the details, allow you to do a kinyan on Shabbos, whatever the case is. Okay, fine. But the Prima Gadim says, no, you can't prove any, and their raya, their proof is from this Gemara. But the Prima Gadim says, no, tzarch ein tzas, tzchiris de eirven have a heker ba'am, alat or tildo, mash ein ken kan. That's not true. You can't, right, another corollary of this fact, of this issue, the fact that it's not a real tzchiris, is that you can't prove from it to any other tzchiris. So just because you can do this on Shabbos, doesn't mean there's any other case in Kola Torah Kula where you could do tzchiris on Shabbos. Okay. I'm pretty sure this is the case of chametz, because the tough mem dalet, now that I think about it. But now I have to remember what it actually was. I think that's what he's commenting on. Okay. Fine. The next two issues here, I took out the heading, but it's, is another question related to the nature of Schiros is, okay, in what order do you have to do the Eruv and the Schiros, right? Do you have to rent before you make the Eruv, or only after you make the Eruv? Right, so, right, conceptually, right, if you think...
Only, or
what?
Even after.
What?
Even after or only
after? Even after, only after, we'll see, right? So if you look...
Isn't the error is halal, it's only if it's there at Ben Shmash, so even if you rent it before, as long as the error is there...
Well, that's where we're going to come. We're going to come to that in a minute. So if you look at the Rambam says, "Kainam ha'yugayim rabim, maskirim reshushim li'israelim, v'israelim ha'arvin mutarim." First, rent from the non-Jews, and then you can make an Eruv. Right. Now, why would you say that? Right? Why would you say you specifically have to do it before? So, presumably, that already pushes a little bit, I think, more in the direction that it's a real rental, right? First, you need to remove him from the picture. Once you remove him from the picture, there are only Jews here, right? If it's just a siluk, now, it's a little bit odd, because the Rambam himself has said it's just a heker. But part of the question in Schiros is, even if it is a heker, right, how did you formulate it? To what extent do you make it follow the normal rules of Schiros? So again, if you think it's totally just a bittel, like, okay, big deal, like, he doesn't really osir at all, but as long as he's here, it's osir. So I just need to remove the problem. So who cares? I made the Erev and I removed him after. I removed him before, I removed him after. Doesn't matter. But if you think, no, I have to get rid of his Dira so that I can make an Erev. Right, his living here osers it. I need to remove his dira, so I might think you have to do it before, which sounds like what the Rambam is saying, even though the Rambam doesn't specify that it has to be done this order. It just sounds like that from the way he says it. The Ber Halacha in 21 says Mashma Kulin to Tzarich Lasos Schiros Mikodem. It does sound that way from the Rambam and from Shulchan Aruch Dafka. But the Ber Halacha says it can't be. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch mean it specifically, because that would make it sound like it's a real rental. He says, "Amnam Yesh Lomar, Demash Diktu Shashir Yemikodem, Hurakling Lechatchila." He thinks, I can't believe the Rambam or Shulchan Aruch mean it. Maybe that's only Lechatchila, because Lechatchila Bevadin Lasses Erev Kodem Maschiros, Pain Lagir Tzahakol, Mahasker Acher Kach. He says, I have a technical reason. Because the Rambam himself has said it's only a heker, so how could it be that it requires you to rent it first? Must be lechatchila. Why lechatchila? Because you're worried that what's going to happen? You're going to make the Erev. You tell everybody in the Erev, don't worry, I'll go rent from the guy. And the guy will say no. Right? Or alternatively, what he says, it'll be a bracha levatala. Because you'll make the Erev, you'll make a bracha, right? And then the guy won't let you do it, so the Erev will be possible. So he says, lechatchila, you should get the guy's rental out of the way to make sure that everyone knows that it's done, to make sure that the bracha is a good bracha. But vis-a-vis the Eruv, he says, obviously, there's for the Eruv itself, it makes no difference before or after, because it's not a real Schiros, so who cares? It's a problem of a bracha, and he thinks you couldn't make a bracha if you didn't do it before. But he rejects the possibility that anyone actually felt that you have to do the Schiros before, because that would imply it's a real Schiros, and the guy's Dira is a real Dira, but it's not true. Again, in 22, the Beis Yosef says, "Him kolos manas Schiros, afi lo Schiros l'goy acher, klal tzarech lachzor v'lischor shenis." The Beis Yosef says basically explicitly, right, that if the Schiros runs out, you need to make a new Eruv. Right? It's not just enough to do new Schiros, which implies that you need to do Schiros specifically before, and then Eruv. And the Ber Halach, again, is not willing to accept the Beis Yosef ever say it. In 23, he says, that's also not a good proof. So the Beis Yosef is talking about a case where you rented for a certain period of time, so you probably also had in mind that the Eruv would only last that long. So it's a problem in what you planned. But the but so you have the Rambam who might say it, Shulchan Aruch, which the Beis Yosef, which I think really does say it, that you need to do schiros before the Erev, which pushes in the direction that this is at some level formatted after real schiros. It's not real schiros, but it's formatted after real schiros. And therefore, you need to formally remove the rights of the goy before you can make the Erev. The Ber Halacha is not willing to accept that because he takes the line of thought that we've taken, that this is not a real schiros, it's bitul rishus, it's getting rid of the goy, but he's not really here at all. It's an ancillary concern. And says, if that's the case, who cares when you do the schiros, just get it done, it doesn't matter. And every piece of evidence to the contrary, he explains away, because again, he's not willing to accept that in any way, shape, or form, this is a real schiros. The Rama quotes it as well, because of Ode, the Beis Yosef, Dezeu Das Rashi, V'Rashi, V'Dein Erev Chosev V'Nei Rav, Afal Pishi, Shcholkum Das Rashi, Da'ati. Note that the Rama, like the Mishabura, points in the other direction, right? He goes like Rashi's position, who doesn't care, and says, yes, the Erev is Chosev V'Nei Erev, that it doesn't matter, get the schiros, it's fine. That the Rashi is coming on at 25. That Kiyasa Nachri Amri Maula Megar Mineva Hadin Vader Chosla Gabechad Vahu Miu Listeri Lahotzi. Okay, we won't get into the Diyukim, but again, the Ramad Mishnah Brura assume that it's not a real Schiros at all. In 26, you have the Rashi beside the Ravid. He says a Ravid Zal Kosev the Imlo Erev Tzrichen Bittol Achar Schiros Avalim Ervu Ein Sarach Bittol Kadasoa Rav Zal Kishachach Echad Mineya Chotzev Lo Erev. Right, he says if you don't do the Erev, then you need bittul of the Jews after the Schiros, but if you made the Erev, so then you don't need the bittul, okay, this is too complicated, I'm just going to leave that. I'm just going to leave the cases of bittul off. I'll skip 27 also, because bittul, again, doesn't come up that much, so let's move on from it. Okay, the Gemara in 28 is, again, this is we already saw, is dealing with the case of Pachos Mishaveh Pruta. So just to quickly point out, as I noted, that one of the things that's going to come out from the question of whether this is a real schiros is whether we can use it as a model for any other types of schiros. So the Gemara had said that maybe schiros ru'ua means that it's less than a shava pruta. And then the Gemara says, no, with a guy, you are always allowed to rent for pachos mishava pruta. The Rambam, right, in 29, right, quotes it. He says, She'ena schiro vadoz el heker bilvad. Again, l'vi yasorcham nagoy afil pachos mishave fruta. In 30, Tosvos, Rabbeinu Tam paskins that when you're making a kinyan from a guy, he says, L'chach nir Rabbeinu Tam. Garcin pachos mishave fruta lo mikni v'lo garis nafsha d'lo v'kpe d'talya milsa l'achi taima mishum d'gomar kicha kicha miste afron d'chziv be kesev pachos mishave fruta lo mikri kesev. So Rabbeinu Tam has the following position. He says that you can't, in the context of kiddushin, right, you can't use less than a shave pruta, whether she's getting less than a shaver pruta, or you gave less than a shaver pruta, it doesn't matter if it changes value, because you actually need to get shaver pruta. Now, some of the poskim, the Achronim, try to use as a raya in our Gemara of whether this is true or not. They basically say as follows. They say, okay, when you have a kinyan, do you need it to be a shaver pruta for the seller or the buyer? Right? What happens if it changes value in between? So they look at our Gemara and they say, well, wait a second. For the Jew, it's not shava, right? He can't do kinyanim with less than a shava pruta. And the guy can. And the Gemara says explicitly that it's fine for a Jew under normal circumstances to rent from a non-Jew, pachos mi shava pruta, right? Which implies that what we care about is the moment of receiving, not the moment of getting. And therefore, if the husband were to give less than a shava pruta, but by the time it got to the woman's hands, right, he gave it to a shliach, and by the time it got to the woman's hands, it had become the value of the shavar pruta, it would be sufficient, because what matters is when she gets it. What? Well, whatever, and they bring up other cases. However, the Ursa Meach isn't so convinced on it, and he says in 31, he says, Achen Rabbeinu Diek Shapir Vlachon, Zebar L'chomil Yisrael Socher Meoso Boy Pruta. He says, I don't think that's true. He says, no, I think what the Gemara is saying is that whenever a Jew rents from a non-Jew, you do in fact need a pruta. What the Gemara was telling you is that this is the only time where even a Right, the non-Jew never needs to receive a shava pruta, but normally a Jew needs to give a shava pruta because he needs to do an act of kinyan. The Gemara's chiddush here is that the Jew doesn't even need to give a shava pruta because even from his perspective, it's not a kinyan. But you can't prove anything from our Gemara to any other case because the whole context of a Gemara is not a real kinyan. So even when the Gemara is comparing to other kinyanim, it's right. It's not going through a full fleshed out discussion, and therefore he just emphasizes that even to the extent that schiros rishos here is compared to other schiros, it's wrong. Right in the end of the bolded part, it says the lakan gav yisrael mahani bittel im shachvo erov kein begoy mechem dasi b'parum shaver prutul yadam istalek. He said, why here would the focus be the goy? Because the focus is not on the Jew taking the property; it's on the non-Jew leaving the property. So the Gemara says, okay, but since the focus, the guy leaving, even if the Jew doesn't give him anything, if he leaves, so it's sufficient. But a real kinyan where the Jew doesn't just want the non-Jew to leave, he wants to actually take control, maybe the Jew actually has to give shever pruta, and therefore the same should be true by kiddushin, that the husband should give a shever pruta, not just that the woman should receive a shever pruta, right? The Gemara was only partially comparing this to normal kinyanim, again, because the whole context is a not real kinyan. But his formulation, which is important for us, which is what the background was, is that because what the reason it's not a real kinyan is because you don't care whether the Jew gets the property. You care whether he convinces the non-Jew to leave the property, and that's why this is not a real kinyan. We'll skip 32 and 33, which further pushing this. Yeah, well, which is what the Gemara says, right? That schiros kibitl. Yeah, okay, fine. If you skip now to number 34. Okay, one of the other features of the weak nature of this gzera that you need schiros is the halach of schiro lakito. That not only are you allowed to rent from the goy, but you're allowed to rent from the goy's workers. And that's what the Gemara says in 34. La marava lezel chad minayu. If your goy doesn't want to rent to you, but you want to make an erev, so what should you do? The Jew should go, become close to him, they borrow something from him, right? Say, look, you know, my parents are coming for Shabbos, my house is stuffed, do you mind if I leave their suitcases, their empty suitcases, in your hallway? Right, an extra space in your hallway you don't use, by your strollers, whatever, like, you know, can I put the bags there for Shabbos? As soon as he says yes, you are like his renter, his worker, because you suddenly have rights in his house. Havelei schiro lakito, and that's sufficient. Now the Jew, without the non-Jew's permission, can go and quote unquote right rent his house out or right enter into the erev. That's all you need. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, afilu schiro lakito, no scenario of a dayo. Even the Jewish worker of the non-Jew, he's allowed to give the erev on behalf of the non-Jew. What if there are five workers? Do you need all of their permission? No. This is a kula, right? Not a chumra. You need one of his workers, right? He's a plantation owner. He has 2,000 people working. All you need is one Jewish worker to give you permission to make the erev. And that's it, because this is so not a real rental, it's so symbolic, you don't even need the guy to be involved with it at all. In 35 you can read this, I'm not going to read it inside, but Rav Shlomo Kluger thinks that this is what was going on in the kinyan of Ephron, right? That Avram was trying to convince Bnei Ephron to be the Schir Lakid of Ephron. You can read that, that's whatever. Okay, and the Beis Yosef formulates this in 36, right? That lo rotzer lahachmir kol kach, that's the point. The point is we didn't want to be so machmir. So even though, yes, we set up Schir resources to disincentivize you from living with Goyim, we didn't want to make it that if he didn't want to do it, that you would be totally locked out. We set up, we built in kulos. One of them was schiros, schiro u lekito. Why are we willing to rely on kulos? Again, the Rosh in 37, said, why does schiro lekito work? He's explaining whether schiro lekito will work for a Jew. He says, no. Why doesn't schiro lekito work for a Jew and it works for a non-Jew? Because his dira never counted. He didn't really live there. It was a chumrah to begin with. So once it was a chumrah to begin with, so we built in kulos. Not only do we say you need a fake schiros, it doesn't even need to be from him. It can be someone who fake lives there, right? His worker. Okay. The
code. How do you accomplish the stalag
interest? Okay, so I'll clarify the issue now, and then we'll see it. So the Kilas Yaakov sets up a fundamental question, though, on how Schira Lakito works. And he says, when the Jew is the worker of the guy, there are two possible ways that we can understand Schira Lakito. One is that the Jew, the non-Jew's dira doesn't really count. But we said that it counts enough that you need Schiras Rishos. But if a Jew works for him, so we say the Jew is enough considered a dar, a person living there, such that the house transforms from a non-Jewish house into a Jewish house. And if it's a Jewish house, then all you need to do is have the Jew participate in the Eruv. Possibility two is that no, the non-Jew's dira doesn't count, and therefore you needed a symbolic schiras, but since it's so symbolic, even the Jew is who works for him is enough of an owner such that he can rent it out to you. The nafka mina would be the machlokas that we'll see in a second, which is when you have a Jewish worker working for the non-Jew, giving the eruv on his behalf, how does he do that? Does he rent to the Jews on behalf of the guy, or does he participate in the eruv on behalf of the guy? So the Kilas Yaakov says, well, wait a second, well, it depends. If what the Schira Lakito tells you is that the Jew becomes the quasi-owner, so now this is a Jewish residence, and now he needs to participate in the Eruv, not rent. If you think that, no, he's renting on behalf of the non-Jew against his will, because it's just a kula, because it's not a real Schiros, then he has to give Schiros. What is the halacha of Schiro Ulakito? Now, this would be different for a Goy Schiro Lakito. If it's a non-Jewish Schiro Lakito, it's clearly just on the realm of Schiros. But what about a Jew? So this is a machlokes in the Rishonim. Okay, so if you look in 38, in the Rashba, he says, "Hey, kilu dafil schir lakitu she'en lo sham lo makom lo lina." He explains the kula. Even the worker who doesn't really live there, doesn't eat there, ye kibala bayit da olma ki yisrael hadarsham, he becomes like the Jew. He becomes like a Jew is living there. And he said, that's why Schir Lakita doesn't work for a Jew. Because if the Jew lives there, he really lives there. And you can't just sit, right? So he says, if Schir Lakita was about Schirus, so if you think renting works from the Jew, then maybe the worker of a Jew could rent his property on his behalf if he doesn't want to turn the Eruv. But it doesn't. Schir Lakito means that the Jew becomes the deliverer instead of the non-Jew, and therefore he can just participate in the Eruv. Aval arayved zal peirush ki Yisrael zeh asholim enu makom enu nosin eruvo alechozer omaske reshuzu v'makom makom. The arayved says no. The Jew, Schir Lakito, doesn't participate in the Eruv. He rents it, right? So this hakira of the Kilas Yaakov, as he points out, is explicitly the machlokas, the Rashba, at least at first value, the machlokas, the Rashba, and the Ravid. If you look at the tour, in his description of it, he says, again, the Torah explicitly postulates like the Ravid. He becomes like a liver, and therefore he enters into the Eruv. And he uses this to explain the following halacha, which this only works if the guy says, yeah, sure, put your bags in my hallway. Put it, whatever, put it down. If the guy says, look, I don't have a lot of room in my house, but I only have room in my front, hallway, you can put it there, suddenly it doesn't work. And the tourist says, why? Because he said, look, if the guy tells you, you ask, can I put it in your hallway? He says, sure, put it wherever you want. Right? So even though you know you're only putting in that front hallway, you're not going into his bedroom and putting it under his bed, the fact that he didn't specify where you have rights, you can halakhically justify saying that you live in the whole house. But if the guy would tell you, no, you're only allowed to put it here, you may have rights in his house, but now you don't have rights in the whole house, and it doesn't work. And according to the position that Schir Lakito works through Dira, it makes sense. If it was working through rental, you could say, look, once I have rights in his house, I can rent on his behalf. But the tour is saying, look, no, the point of Schir Lakito is you become like the person living there. So if the guy just gives you free rein, even if it's not actually free rein, but he doesn't specify that you're only allowed these dalaramos, so you basically live in the whole house. You're not really using it, but you live in the house enough, so you're a Jew. You're the Jewish owner of the house, so you join the Eruv. End of story. But if he specifies only these daladamos, you can't say you live in the house, right? You can't go upstairs. You can't walk past the front door, right? You're only allowed this little whatever, these few amos in front of the doorway. So you can't live there. It doesn't work. And that works with his position. Rabbi Yonasan as well says...
He would require a schirus b'riya because...
No, not... Right, so not b'riya.
No, but why is this better than a schirus ruha?
Well, because... So it's a different model, right? Meaning he's saying, right? I mean, the way the Torah is saying, he's saying this isn't schiros, right? Meaning he's saying the Torah paskins that the role of the schir lakito is to join in the eruv, right? He participates in the eruv on behalf of the guy, right? So he requires, it's not schiros, right? It's that the Jew is becoming the new owner of the house. To become the owner of the house, you need free reign. Right, that's not about schiros. Right, that's his point. It's a different mechanism, right? Because he goes with the eruv direction, as does Rabbeinu Yonasan. Right, it says tzarich shi arev again. Then he goes, why does it work? Because as if you were socher, right? So he sort of backtracks. Right, first he says it's like eruv, but then he says it's like schiros. In Shulchan Aruch in 41, you have ein masbek mamashi yiskor misara ir. And we'll come back to this halacha. He says it's not sufficient to just rent from the governor of the city. Maybe that's only for taking into the public proper, into the private property of the Akram. Well, talto b'mavoy, but if you want to carry in the streets, yachal liskor min asar, shoy derech ha-mavoy shu shel asar, v'yachal asar kol akom b'sham, b'med var mamurim b'sar shein abatim shalo, but that's only if the government official doesn't have rights in the house. Doesn't have right to use the houses during war. But if everything happens based on this governor, then renting from the government official works. And the Ramah says, how do we do modern schiros? We rent from the government. Why do we rent from the government? So he says, through schiros, it's sort of like, right, it's schiros through the schiros lakito, even of the government official. And here, right, it sounds like he goes in the schiros direction, right? It's not that you need... How do I know? Because he's saying in the case of a guy, right, it's a guy renting from a guy, it's the worker of the guy, of the government official renting from the guy. So at least when it's all goyim involved, it's not, right, dira, it's about schiros, is that we lowered the standards for schiros. Okay, in the next few sources, what you see is that not... This is so weak that not only do we allow it to be schiro lakito and the like, but the rental of schiro lakito and then, as we'll see, the family members of the guy can even be done against the will of the guy. Right? That's how weak of a participation this is. He says, "Imsachar menu bal karcho eino moel afal bishu rogal lahaskir miko dem avol miishto mischiro lakito sochem afal bishu moche." When you rent from the guy's workers, or from the wife of the guy. Now here we're clearly working in the level of rental, not an eruv, right? It's his non-Jewish workers or his wife, right? Who, right? Clearly is not, right? Is not also not Jewish. There it's schiros, and that schiros is so weak that it can work even if the guy is kicking and screaming that he doesn't want you to rent. If you can manage to get one of the non-Jewish workers or the wife or the kids of the guy to rent to you, that also works, because when you are using the schiros components of schiro lakito, so then it again proves how weak of a schiros it is.
All workers, or is it like head of household?
No, schiro lakito is anybody. Schiro lakito is a help hand. Is a what's the English for it? It's a farmhand, right? A schiro lakito is like a farmhand. It's like a nothing. Okay. That's the point. It's not his manager, right? It's the farmhand, right? The Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Aleph just says, why is this true? Kevin shem ikra din again. Kevin Maker Adin, Ain Di Rasu Oseres, El Kadesh Liyomo Mi Masav. Since it's not really Oser, Hekiluba Lios Afilo Schiro Nechshav Leinyan Zekel Balabayet, right? He says the guy's workers are considered the Balabayet enough that they can be Socher on his behalf. And therefore, even against his will, it doesn't matter. Okay. Now, if you look at Laman Aleph, though, he says you can't, but he just clarifies when you're actually going to the non-Jew himself, he can't say no, right? You can't just say, here, take 10 cents, I'm renting it from you. That doesn't work, because that's totally a farce, right? We bent it enough that, Like, his wife can say, I willingly rent it to you. And even though she doesn't have the deed to the house, that works. But if the person you're renting it from says, I don't accept this money for a rental, then, right, that far we didn't go, right, that far we didn't go. Even though we are pretty lenient about this, we're not quite that lenient. And the Shartian points this out. He thinks that with the wife case, this is true also, right? He says that with his wife, it only works if he doesn't explicitly say no, right? He may not want it. She doesn't need to get permission. But if he's screaming there and saying, no, 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 mocha, right? If he's actually mocha, that might not work, right? Because, again, that would be a farce, right? Even though we say he doesn't need permission from the owner, it may be, right, by, right? So, again, Shulchan Aruch himself says, even if the Baal HaBayit is screaming and saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, his wife can say, too bad, I want the Jews to be able to carry. Shar Tzion notes that there are some Achronim who say that's not the case. That is too much already, because that's similar to renting from the non-Jew himself, and it doesn't work. But okay, that's the fact that it's even possible that Shulchan Aruch paskins that even if he's screaming, I don't want to do it, it works, proves how weak of a Schiras this is. Okay. Okay, I think I'm just going to... Yeah, okay, I'm going to skip the issues here of Diras Akum Lekula and get to Schiras Yisrael. Okay, so skip to source 48. Just to reiterate, we've seen this already, but we mentioned in passing that one of the machlokot that the poskim have is, can the Schiras only work for a guy, or does it even work for a Jew, like a Michal Shabbos and like Reiter Chiner mentioned it? So I'll just quickly summarize what we saw there. So there's a machlokas. Some say that you can do schiros because at least when you're doing it from a Jew, it either works through bittul, or you're allowed to do schiros. And again, we saw the Magen Avraham who says, "Look, I have a compromise position. It's not that you can do schiros, it's not that you can't do schiros. You're allowed to do schiros from a Jew, but only during the week if it's a real schiros, because the kulos of a guy we don't apply, but we will allow you to be socher." Again, Reiter Chiner mentioned this then, so we're not going to get back into it, but again, one of the questions that we have to keep in mind with schiros is, can you rent it all from a Jew? And if you do, is that rental the same as a guy? Or is it either working through bittul, or alternatively, is it working through real schiros, and therefore it has to be done during the week, which is the position of the Magen Avraham. The last thing we'll do is the halacha l'maisa component of this. So, halacha l'maisa, when we build an Erev, there are a lot of goyim and a lot of non-religious Jews living in the vicinity of the Erev. So how do you rent from them? So our minhag is to rent from the Sar Ha'ir. The problem is that the Torah explicitly says, Ein maspik masha yiskor misar ha'ir. You can't do that. That doesn't work. So Beis Yosef in 57, I gave you a big piece from Beis Yosef, summarizes a series of tshuvos from the Rajba and the Rivash, where he notes the Torah doesn't like it, but there are a lot of kulos. So we'll skim through it a little bit here. Right, he says, "Umash goes Rabbeinu in Masik Mashi Yisker Misar Ir." He said that position is the Mordechai in the name of the Ram, and the Kolbo says it. And he says, "Apshita Shein Devarim Besar Shabbatim Shelo." He says, obviously, no one thinks this is true in it, like an actual feudal lord. Right, a feudal lord who literally owns everything. Everyone would agree you can rent it from him. Right, the peasants do not own anything, right? The serfs own nothing. So in that case, obviously, you can rent from the Sar Ha'ir. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about a normal government official, right? Where he's not that powerful, right? The Iskir Livne'ir, the Yachal Salkam, right? Someone like that, the Mneshu Sar Ha'ir, Gora, Da Filu Shar Maskir Da'alma, Ki Agav Nesochemenu. He said, because that obviously would work, because we already saw that a real owner is allowed to, who can kick you out of the house. That's sufficient. He says, what we're talking about here, he skips down, he says, Al-Karach Lomar Deinu Dvar Malalo Amurum El Besar She'en Abatim Shalo. We're talking about a normal government official who doesn't really own your house. V'gamein L'Rishas L'Shamish V'atev in Eir Klal. He can't really use your house. Afil B'Shas Melchama. He can't quarter during war. Shetzar Lohjim Anshim Melchama. Klaim Melchamto V'atev in Eir. Eino Nasa P'yasar L'P. Eitzev V'han Hagas Yuatzei Medina. He says, even when he wages war, even if he does get certain rights, he needs to consult with the other government mentors, not This is not real control. The government official is basically the guy who collects taxes. He deals with like the streets and stuff, but he doesn't have any ownership of the private property. So he says, right, that's why you would say that it doesn't work. And then he skips down four lines. He says, the Rajba writes, Shaskir's Minasar Lomahani. It doesn't work. Vizela Shono. And then he was asked the question. He quotes it. Okay. And if we skip now, skip all the way now to the Rivash. This is the bolded stuff at the end. He says, if he rayim and chivas arivash, shakasta, vizela shono, vim kimin dinon zeyish lomer shakavin shadavari adua shadon yachal neach kalim vate anasha vein mocha biado vein ze shalokidin shakach nagu, im kain logara mischira lakito. But the rivash says, no, I don't agree with the tour, at least in certain circumstances. Because if the government official is allowed to put some things in your house, it works because he's chira lakito. V'yachal, right? How does that work with the farmhand? V'yachal ha'asker rishus mitzad l'achir k'masha osar agoy eno min adin jarein diras goyel k'diras behema ga inyan ha'eruv atzma hu dirabban v'alach k'dir mekab eruv. He said, look, his dira doesn't really count. Eruvin is only dirabban. We're always make on eruvin. So you should be yish lodim l'hakal b'nyan zesh yachal adim l'asker rishus agoy eno mamuna shalokamo hu shrei gama mamuna yachal mitamo l'anyech kli adon b'vizim gen chazer hu lios. And then in the second truth of the Rivash, he writes, he says, one, I think it's Schir Lakito. Two, I think he's basically an owner. How do I know? Because he can move you around. Latezel balabatim derech mitzat acher. Kim yochel esalek agoyim min aderech ahu. Are yochel achas rishus el shetam zel yaz lachnahotzi min amavui levate agoy. He says, look, for in the guy's house, you need to be a Skira Lakito. But if you want to carry in the streets, then a good argument can be made that even a non-feudal lord owns the streets, right? The mayor really can tell you, he's allowed to close the street and say you can't go down Bathurst, you have to go down Young. So if you don't want to carry into the guy's house, so then you have a good argument to make that you can actually say, yeah, the mayor, the governor, whatever, actually owns the streets. It wouldn't get you into the houses, but it would get you into the streets, right? And he says, she said, what would come out is you're allowed to carry on the streets and let it carry into the Jewish houses because they participate in the Erev. Okay. So while the tour doesn't like it, the Rivash, right, does open two possibilities. And one is to say that a government official can rent because he's chira lakito, or even if he can't actually give you rights to walk into the guy's house, he can give you rights to carry in the streets because he really does have full control of the streets. So Shulchan Aruch, as we saw already, we already read this Shulchan Aruch, I just put it again so you can look at it, paskins that you can't be socher from the ear, but the Ramah paskins like the Rivash and says that no, you can rent from the mayor to at least carry in the streets. You just can't necessarily carry into the house of the guy unless it's a type of government official who actually has rights to your house, b'shas milchama, right? During war, he's allowed a quarter in your property because then he's chira lakito and you could even carry in to the houses of the guy. In 59, the Be'er Halacha quotes the Chacham Tzvi, who doesn't like this. He says, who cares that you're allowed to put things during war? Now is not war. So how could you rent from him? Maybe the Ramah is talking about a case with a government official who, if he wanted to, could declare war, right, or cause war. Because then, even though it's not war now, he could always just declare a war, and then, it's magically war, he can quarter things in your property, right? Not a president who needs to ask Congress to go to war. It's someone who can basically declare war whenever he wants to. But he says if it's a government official who needs permission to go to war, so then the fact that in war he might have special rights doesn't tell you that he has rights now. So the Be'er Halacha paskin l'Chacham Tzvi that a government official cannot be considered as chira lakito because he can't actually put anything in your house except during war, and if it's not war, it's not war. The Ginnis Radim paskins like the simple pshat of the Ramah that you can in 60. Kamen shiachal gizmar melch l'anich v'at the ears anche etzavak l'imolchama le'isam itstarechlo. right? Since when he would need it, he can do it, even though now he doesn't. Avo bishakarka eretz mitzrayim ina knuyla melech, even though the king doesn't own the land, in parm lo mas hamuta lo labatim gechoka melech mitzrayim dinos mikomakom kevin shaleitza tzarech osik shirzono, since when he would need it, he can do it, in mochel biyado nimtziz omer shiyana melech shaycha vagida bekarko. So here, we rent from the government. That's what we do. But there's two ways, as we've seen, of formulating why we can rent from the government. One is to say, schiru lakito, is that the government has the right to put things in your houses. The second possibility is that it works through ownership, which really doesn't work in a modern government, because they don't actually own the houses, but it might work on the streets.
Can you see the right to expropriate is also?
So the big question that Poskim asks is, okay, well, what about what we call in America eminent domain? I'm not sure what they call it here. But in America, the government has the right, called eminent domain, to take your property for a government, for a public need, but they have to compensate you. So the Poskim, and I didn't do it inside, but I'll say it outside. One of the big machlokot in Poskim is, what does eminent domain prove? Because some Poskim say, look, the fact that the government could take your property tells you that the government is actually the owner of the land. Other Poskim say, no, the fact that built into the eminent domain law is the clause that they need to pay you market price for the property they take tells you that they don't have rights to your property. So this continues as a machlokas amongst Poskim. And basically, the big nafkamina is the minag ha'olam is to either rent from the government, or alternatively to rent from the police or the police force, or from the fire department. As the Chazon Ish notes in 6, they won't read it inside. The svara to rent from the police force is, in terms of the streets, they own it. In terms of the houses, chiru lakito, because the guy, at least coming into your house, the government may not have rights to put things in your house, but the police, if they have a warrant, in theory, have rights to come into your house, right? At least to do things in your house that can't be worse than schiru lakito. So the Poskim argue on whether we should view a government as having actual ownership, and therefore view our schirus from them as actual schirus of schiru lakito, and therefore it includes the houses, or to say no, it's a schirus of actual ownership, but therefore it only applies to the streets. The nafkamina, again, which the Poskim debate, is okay. Even assuming we've rented now from the police force, we've rented from the mayor, from the governor, from the president, or the prime minister, whoever you rent from, if it's because they control the streets, then halacha l'maisa, you would only be allowed to carry either into the Jewish property or on the streets, but not into goyim's houses on Shabbos, even when there is an eruv. And right, Churchina told me that's Erev Shechter Paskins. Because eminent domain, according to Shechter, proves that they don't own your private property. Other poskim say no. Eminent domain proves that at some level the guy actually does own your property itself, and therefore they're at least chiru lekito, and therefore that's the tikvat zecharia.
I should know. It was what I heard bishmo. I didn't hear it.
Okay. I mean, I know it isn't. Oh no, I put it here. Reb Shechter says the same thing. Reb Shechter quotes Reb Shechter saying the same thing.
Okay,
right? Yes. I did put it. I knew I found it from someone. Yeah. So Reb Shechter paskins, therefore, that you're only that since they have the authority to close public areas of the city, you're allowed to use shiras from a guy to carry in the streets, but you're not to carry into their houses. The Tikvat Zecharia, which is the tshuva which matir the first Erev in North America in St. Louis in the 1860s, paskins that no. Since the government has the right to inspect your house, right, to send in the police and inspect your house, that's called schiras lakito in your house, and therefore you're allowed to carry into the private house. This continues to be a machlokas. I gave you Rabbi Jachter's summary so you can read through it. I also gave you that he notes that sometimes it's not clear who the right authority is, and when they made the Erev in Washington, D.C., they weren't sure because of the weird, if you're aware of the weird government things there, right, it's not really, it doesn't belong to anybody, it technically belongs to the federal government. They weren't sure whether the proper person was the president or the mayor, if they rented from both, right? So sometimes it isn't clear who you rent from, but that's basically what we do. Just one more, two more points here. One is the same issue comes up by superintendents, right? In apartment buildings, where it's almost definitely true that you can rent from a superintendent for the hallways, because they really do have control over the hallways. The poskim argue about whether you can carry into the goy's apartment the same way we have the machlokas by cities. You have the same thing by apartment buildings. On the one hand, if there was a leak that was going from your apartment down into your neighbor's, in theory, maybe the superintendent, if you weren't home, would be allowed to use his key and come in, you know, if it was causing real damage. But realistically, the superintendent doesn't really own your apartment on a regular basis. So is he really a schir lakito or not? The poskim argue. Some poskim say you can rent from the super, but only for the hallways, not for the apartment. Some say no. The fact that under certain circumstances he has the right to enter your apartment without your permission tells you that he is a schiru lakito, and therefore you can even walk into the guy's apartments because you rented from the super. The last point is just the question: is are you allowed to rent from non-religious Jews? Does this government rental help you when there's non-religious Jews around? Again, that's machlokes. In the Achronim, the Ginas Vradim says, Odia Vakoach Hashiris Menagizbrel Fijishman in Stukim. The Ginas Vradim says, the renting from the government is so powerful that it even solves our problem of non-religious Jews within the property, because it's a real rental. It's not working through Shir Lakito, it's working through real rental. He owns the city. If he owns the city, then it works for Jews as well. Yeah. It's the Ginas Vradim is earlier than they, right. So I just put the first one, right? The Atzei El Mogim is also earlier. Says, no, it doesn't work, because it's only the Schiras of Schir Lakito, and Schir Lakito doesn't work from a Jew. So again, another nafkamin to this question of the government rental. Is it about ownership, or is it about Schir Lakito, right? Can he rent on behalf of the Jews, right? Assuming you can even be socher from Jews. But assuming you can be socher from Jews, does the government rental count for Jews as well? I think many of the poskim assume that it just does, because, you know, that's what we do. So, but again, there are poskim who think that it wouldn't work for Jews, which is one of the big questions people ask in modern Erevin. But again, it seems to come down to the question of, at least partially, the question of whether this is a Shechir Lakito issue or an actual rental based on some level of ownership of the land itself. And you have a chavrusa, so I'm going to...
No.
Okay, so then we can finish our questions, but we got to the end of the Makara, so.
So if the Ramah Paskin is okay, but the Shafanar says it's not, in terms of the spheres, then how does Spada carry?
So.
You have to look into Yosef.
I have to see what Rabbi did. I have to look at. I mean, I assume what they'll say is that even Shulchan Aruch is mode, at least for the roads, right? That the roads they really do control, maybe. Right? They might say, yeah, because Beis Yosef does break up the Rivash, so maybe they'll just say, Shulchan Aruch says, Skiros doesn't work for the Sarair for the houses, and we'll say you can't carry into the Goyim's house. I'm not sure. I have to look at Yaakov Yosef, yeah.
From that perspective, let's say you're so practical. So you're walking down in front of your apartment.
We do, but okay, anyway.
Although they are owned by Jews. But let's say you're living in a place where the apartment buildings are owned by Goyim. So the Chara, even according to the Sfara, you can carry in the roads, but then let's say you want to visit a Jewish tenant in an apartment building that's owned by a Goy. Well, unless you have specific skiers from that superintendent, you know, you can carry up through the building, you can carry inside the Jew's apartment, but you can't get through the hallways from the building. Would that be an issue?
Well, normally no, because if you're within an Eruv, so then that's also within the Eruv, right?
The Eruv only works in terms of the government being mapped to the streets.
Oh.
So then how do
you... Would you need... Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you need a separate Eruv. I mean, we always had that. In the Heights, we had... Mostly because a lot of people didn't rely on the Eruv in general, so we had it, but...
It's an interesting question.
So I know in the Heights that a lot of people, what I was told by certain Rabbanim is that the minhag is to rely on the Eruv without an Eruv Chatzeros in the building. But like in our building, Shai Schechter lived there, and he always did a Schiris Rishus on behalf of the building. It's a separate Eruv Chatzeros in the building, the Schiris Rishus from the super. So I don't know. I know there are different, you know, different positions on that one. I'm not really sure. Do you know? I mean, I know in the Heights that I saw both. What?
No, and I'm still focused on this part.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I read through Grouse. I didn't get anything from Grouse, but I haven't gotten through Nesiva Shabbos yet. So, and at some point I just ran out of time, and I didn't get a look into Sephardi Poskim. I'll try to take a look at what they do, Lamaisa. Okay. Shkoyach.